Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
KB2HXS, hey, I just want to apologize for the way I kind of left your hand on the radio the other day.
You had somebody there, and that's not a problem. Did you get him straightened out?
That's a little out of my wheelhouse.
Job was that.
Yeah. Anyway, I just came over here to the UPS store to retrieve my repaired radio. Yay.
But yeah, what were you having repaired?
My ICOM 706 Mark IIG.
Ah, is that going in your car?
No, that one's going to stay in the house. I got the 7000 in the car, the IC7000.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a fairly large radio. I guess it's not.
Well, it's a remotable head. I've got the main part of the radio underneath my passenger seat, and that's exactly where the battery is. So my battery cable, you know, to power the radio is about 12 inches, no more.
What kind of car you got?
That's a Dodge Durango. It's got those, it's not a wet cell, I don't know the name of the battery, but it's a very expensive battery that they put in these things. It's a very stable battery. And I forgot what it's called, but it's not your normal lead acid battery. And they mount it underneath, there's a, like a well underneath the passenger seat that they put it in.
Mine, which is located in the back of the car, not in the front, it's located in the back, underneath the, where back in there where normally you would have a tire or a spare tire, which this car doesn't have a spare tire, but it would be in the back where that would be, and it is kind of almost underneath the back bumper.
Same one of like the fender well in the trunk. Yeah, this is very similar. This is... It's under the... I don't know how the heck you unlock the passenger seat to get it out. I'm sure there's a way to do it. But, knock wood, I bought the car in 2017. They put a new battery in at that point. So, what is that, 5 years old? So, it's still going.
2011. I bought it in 2013 as it came off of a three-year lease. And it had a battery in it then, and I just replaced the battery in it last year. So I don't know how long that battery had been in there before, but I drove it from 2013 to 2021 before I had to replace it.
I don't know what the life expectancy is on these new style batteries. All I know is they're very expensive to replace. I think it's like $300. Somewhere in that area. I don't want to buy a piece of junk either. I want to buy decent if it comes to that time, you know?
You know, I go to Batteries Plus, and they did mine, and because they did it without any charging me any extra. The battery was still right at $100 for mine, but they didn't charge me anything extra to install it. Everywhere else I wanted to go, because of where mine is, they wanted $40 to install it.
Man, that's not right. Jeez, you're already making a ton of money on a battery.
And also, anyway, so you got your radio back. I got to call that guy, find that number and call that guy so I can see about what it would cost me to send my 7200 down there just to get it checked out and, you know, as it needs, because it hasn't had any work done on it or anything done it since I bought it. And just get it checked out, and then I'm going to try to figure out a way to put it in my car. Of course, that one doesn't have a head you can take off, but, you know, it's still... I got to figure out a way to be able to put it in the car. You know, build me a box or something so I can set it in the car, and then when I go out on the road or something, I can work it mobile, you know, not actually while driving, though.
I get that. That's why... I mean, I primarily use it VHF, UHF, and then, like, if we go somewhere and my wife is driving, then I'll hook up the HF antenna and work at HF. But, no, I got the 706 will sit on the desk at the house. It's a great radio. You know, I'm going to get on it. As soon as I hook it up, I'll get back on the air and see what she sounds like.
Good. That sounds good. And well, I've been out grocery shopping, and I'm now on the way home after I got my pocketbook got lightened by about $90.
I know. I just gassed up my car. I had about 3/4 of a tank. Maybe a little less than 3/4, and I wanted to top it off. At $4.29 a gallon, I just paid like $48. I'm like, holy mackerel.
Bigger tank than me, because I don't have that big a tank. Mine's only supposed to be about a 14-gallon tank, and also. And there was a time when I put 14.4 gallons in it, so go figure. And it still wasn't showing as empty. So I don't know anymore. Well, I'll keep mine. I'll go top mine off here in a day or two. I haven't, since I last filled up, I've put 121 miles on it, but this time I've been running mid-grade because it needed to be run through it and cleaned out occasionally. And I don't run high-grade because this little four-cylinder is not rated for it, but the mid-grade, it says occasionally put a mid-grade in it, so I'll run a couple of tanks of that and then I'll go back to the regular.
Vehicle will run on E85. It's a, I don't know what you call it, a conversion vehicle or something, but it'll run on anything. I can probably, pour water in a gas tank and it'll probably run. But other than that, it'll run on E85 regular. I run 87 no ethanol when I was down in Florida. Every once in a while, I run a tank of that through here and the thing runs just fine.
It'll run on E85 too, but I've never run it on that. Everybody I've ever talked to that had cars that run that on it, their mileage went down when they were running E85. They had more trouble with their cars. They had to be tuned up more often, so I've just stayed away from it. I figured, I'll run regular, and every now and again, I'll put a tank of mid-grade in it, so to help it keep it running better, and it seems to be happy.
There was a piece on the, it was something to do with the fuel evaporation system on here. There's a module on top of the engine, it's like a valve. Something to do with the evaporation gases or something in the tank that, pumps it back to the tank. I don't know, I'm not really too sure what the heck it is. And after I did that, it's fine.
Heard of those. I don't think mine has that, but mine's got a, But like I said, I've just tried to take care of it. I'd like to get me a newer car to me, not a brand new car, but a newer to me car. But don't know about that yet. See what the rest of the year brings.
Yeah. I didn't want to go there.
Not seeing many new cars on car lots right now and all, but and you're seeing a lot of cars on used car lots, and you have to worry about where you go get a used car these days too. And I've got a dealer over here who got this car for me. In fact, I bought 5 or 6, 7 cars from him in a travel trailer, so he always treated me right. So when I get ready to go back, I'll go back and talk to him.
It's they bought a Ford. What the heck was it? It was a Ford. I think it's an Explorer. A newer one. I think it's a 14 or a 15 something. Anyway, they had a good go around with their used car place up in Spartanburg, and man, they almost got raked over the coals. I didn't want to get into it. They promised them a warranty on the vehicle, and when one of the turbos went out, they tried to rake them over the coals. I had to step in and set the guy straight.
Who is it you were dealing with up here?
I don't remember. The kids went to them. They're up in Spartanburg somewhere. I really don't know. This is a few months ago, about 6 months ago.
Yeah, well, I deal with one. I live up in the Spartanburg area, so I deal with one up here. But I've dealt with the TLC Motors for years, and I know the guy that owns the business, him and his wife both. So if I feel like I'm not getting a deal, I'll go talk to him about it. And instead of dealing with his son. Anyway, well, Dave, good talking to you. And I'm about to pull back into the yard, and I'm going to stop long enough to check my mailbox, see if I got any mail. And we'll talk at you later. And you have a good one. KB2HXS, W2T73.
Matt, very good, sir. WU2T, KB2HXS. I'm also pulling in the driveway, and I know my mail hasn't come yet, so I'll check it later.